Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here at the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm listening to them tell me their stories about the things that make them happy, and the things that make them sad, the things that make them wise, and the things that make them glad. And tonight, I'm sitting here with Ella and Sylvia and Ingeborg and their three kittens, or four kittens, actually. And the kittens are just having a wonderful time. Ellen, Sylvia, and Ingeborg are sitting here looking at the kittens, watching them play, while I'm sitting on the bedside table, glowing brightly and beautifully as Mr. Candle would. And Ellen says, "Mr. Candle, why is it the kittens are always so playful? They're always rolling around and bumping into each other and jumping all over each other." And Ingeborg says, "They're so fun to watch. They're so much fun to watch. They just do such nice things. They're such neat kittens. But I have Jeannie. She's older. She's in the garage. And she is fun, too. But I didn't get to watch her do the kitten antics that Miss Clara and Miss Gray and Blondie do. They're just so wonderful to watch." Well, all of them are watching these kittens. And Sylvia is thinking to herself, "Well, I love these kittens. Now, Kara, she's my cat. She's my little kitten." And Sylvia picks up Kara in her arms and snuggles her and says, "Kara, you're so wonderful." And she takes Kara away from the other kittens and puts her in her own loving consciousness and says, "I'm going to give you some special loving, some special loving. You're my kitten. And I'm going to take you home with me to my house, and I'm going to love you special." And the other kittens, they don't care. They just have fun together. They love being in the companionship of one another. They love snuggling in with one another and having cat-to-cat feeling with one another. And Ellen and Ingeborg are not possessive of the kittens that are behind. They just put them away in their house and they let them go to bed and sleep. And when they are ready, they open the door of their cat house and out they come to play. It's a wonderful thing. Well, Mr. Candle, why do we have kittens? Why do kittens be kittens? Why? And then they love to play. They play so good. They run up something and then they'll change their mind right in the middle of their jump and they'll do something else. You think that they have no attitude of no ability to think of just one thing and go for it. Well, that's the way life is. We have hundreds of things that come to us and say, "Give me your attention." And then we give our attention to it. But while we're giving our attention to it, another thing comes along and says, "Give me your attention." And so we turn quickly to that thing. We easily turn to whatever seems to draw our attention the most at a given moment. But Mr. Cannon, why is that? Why is it that we are not one-pointed? Why is it that we don't keep our attention on something at one time and we allow ourselves, like the kittens, to wander off? The kitten is chasing a little ball. Now, the ball's on a string, and you're drawing along, and then all of a sudden, he sees another kitten over there, and he'll turn, and he'll run to the other kitten, and butt the other kitten, and roll, and play, and run, and then, in a few minutes, it'll come back to the ball again. Why do they do that, Mr. Candle? Why do they do that? Well, tell me, Sylvia, why do you think they do that? Well, I think that perhaps they do that because they are not trained. They haven't trained themselves to keep their mind on what they're doing. And what do you think about that, Ingeborg? And Ingeborg says, "Well, I think they're just having fun being themselves. And anything that comes to their attention, they immediately put their mind on it and go and do it." What do you say? Ellen, did you say that the kittens are not able to keep their mind tuned to one thing at a time? Well, I think that one thing at a time is what they do. And whatever comes to mind happens to be the thing at the time. Now, the thing at the time is whatever they happen to think about. My, isn't that an intelligent remark? For goodness sakes, where did you learn that, Ellen? Well, my mommy always says, I always think about that which I like to think about. And I know the cats do that too. The kittens just love to think about what they want to think about. Well, is that good, to think about the things you want to think about? Well, I guess so. It's good to think about the things you want to think about, because whatever you think about, you want to think about. Well, what is it that you think about, Ellen? Well, I think about breakfast, I think about lunch, dinner, I think about playing with my friends, I think about going out and working in the garden and doing things. I think about doing all sorts of fun stuff that makes me happy. Well, what if you're working in the garden and then you see a worm and that worm is crawling along? Do you sometimes stop working in the garden and watch the worm and see where he goes and what he does? Or do you see a gopher, or do you see a little mouse coming along, or a little rabbit coming along, and you stop doing what you're doing and you put your attention to that? And then when the rabbit is walking along and then a dog comes along and the dog comes running after the rabbit, do you put your attention on the dog running after the rabbit? And then when you see the rabbit run into the hole and you see the dog run up to the hole and start digging at the hole the rabbit went into, do you start thinking about that? Now think of all the things you thought about. Oh, that's right, Mr. Candle. We're always thinking so many thoughts. Well, how do you ever get anything accomplished if you let your mind immediately go to whatever comes to your attention? Well, I guess not very much, Ellen says. Not very much, Mr. Candle, because we're just now keeping our mind one-pointed. And so he said, well, I keep my mind one-pointed. I'm always thinking about one thing and staying with it from the very beginning to the very end, and I let nothing disturb me. In fact, I don't even hear people talking around me when I'm doing things that I'm doing, because I am one-pointed on what I'm doing. I pay attention. Well, that's wonderful, Sylvia. That's wonderful to have that ability to be one-pointed on whatever you do. But who has the most fun? I'm not saying you shouldn't do that. But who has the most fun? The dog chasing the rabbit, or the rabbit going into its hole and getting down there and being protected from anything that might come after it? Or the mouse that's crawling around, or the little frog that's leaping here or there? Or the worm that's going down into its hole in the ground? Or you, Ellen. You, Sylvia. You, Ingeborg. You playing there, and then you changing your mind one thing from another, or the three kittens, or the four kittens. The older kitten is Jeannie, and then the three kittens who are the same age, that's Miss Clara and Miss Gray and Blondie. They're all so wonderful. They're all such good kittens, but what are they doing? What are they doing? What are they saying? How are they acting? What goes on in their world? Well, what goes on in their world is that they each are thinking of so many things at one time. And we learn a lesson as we watch them, because we see that as you're little and as you're growing up, you sometimes let your attention be attracted here and there and everywhere, and you're never one-pointed at all. You're just going like a house of fire on so many different ideas and so many different directions all at once, because it's such a lot of fun. Well, Mr. Candle, Ellen says, when will I ever be grown up so that I can be one-pointed and keep my mind one-directed, like Sylvia does when she's working on something, she's got her mind one-pointed. When will I grow up to do that? Yeah, Ingeborg asks, when will I grow up to do that? That sounds good. Well, girls, you grow up to do that when you find things that are important enough to keep your attention. At the moment, we're all sort of young and playful. We might be 30, 40, 50, 100 years old, but we're all sort of young and playful yet. We haven't grown up to the idea of what are our values. What things do we give our attention to that we want them to stay with? And when we find things that we give our attention to that we want to stay with, then we are sort of showing how we're growing up. What does that mean to grow up, Mr. Candle? Well, to grow up means that you are able to do one thing and do it well. And you might have all sorts of things come to your attention, all sorts of needs come to your thought, and you try to let your thought wander away to all these needs and all these things, but you don't do that because you know that what you're working on is very important to you. And so you keep your attention on it. Oh, Mr. Candle, when is that going to happen to us? When is that going to happen to me? When is that going to happen? I'd like that to happen right away. Alan is so insistent on this. And so he says, well, just watch me. And Ingeborg says, yeah, sure. You got it easy. You already learned it. And so he says, no. It's just that I was taught by my daddy that when I have something important on my mind, I should keep my mind one-pointed on it and think of nothing else. Oh, you're lucky. That's right. That's right, Sylvia, you're lucky. Your dad taught you all these wonderful things and you learned them. Now, Ingeborg, your parents taught you these things too, but you didn't always remember it. And Ellen, your parents were working real hard to teach you these things, but you didn't always pay attention. And it's not too late now to pay attention. It's not too late to really put your whole heart and mind into whatever you're doing. And whatever you're doing, you'll find it's a wonderful thing. Oh, Mr. Candle, that sounds like a great time. When is that going to happen? Well, that'll happen whenever you decide what things are important to you, and then you think about them. Well, I think the kittens are important to me. That's right. And as long as you think the kittens are important to you, you're going to concentrate on them, and you're going to watch them for hours and just delight in seeing what they do. And then all of a sudden, some more important things might come along, things like saying I like me and believing that I like me, saying that I'm independently wealthy and believing that I'm independently wealthy, saying that I have lots of friends and believing that. Mr. Candle, that's big people stuff. Yes, that's true. But that's what you think now, in a different frame of reference, but that's what you think. Because every time you think you have abundance, you have an abundance of good friends. You have an abundance of toys and things that you have to play with. You have an abundance of everything. And whenever you put your mind one-pointedly on anything, great results come to you and great things happen just to you. Oh, boys and girls, there comes Mr. Sandman. He's coming through the door now with his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it on all of you and give you happy, happy, happy dreams and send you off to some wonderful imagination. So, boys and girls, and till I see you next time, I say this is Mr. Candle, and I love you. I love you. I love you.